And David, is it?
Yeah.
Phil Stride and David Harding. Given your change of role, I'll let you introduce yourself, Phil, in case I get it wrong.
Yes, weeks, a long time in the wood industry, I think. Well, I'm Phil Stride, and this is David Harding. David's our customer and stakeholder manager in the wastewater process team in Thames Water. Some of you may have been a little bit surprised when you saw my name down against integrated water resource management on the agenda. And hopefully I can explain a bit about that. And I think one of the other things I can do, I don't know whether it was a project or not, but hopefully we can help get you back on the programme so you've got half an hour of your Q&As, which would be good. I think just one thing, a couple of things just to say, that after 40 years of working for Thames Water, as of this week, I no longer am a Thames Water employee, and I think that's why it's important that David's here to talk about Thames's view on integrated water resource management. I have left Thames Water, and I now am one of the directors in the new Bazalgette Tunnel Limited company, who've got the task of financing and delivering the Thames Tideway Tunnel. I think what I would just like to say...
weren't talking about the tunnel.
No, we're not.
Okay, that was agreed.
That's fine. I'm just explaining who I am now in terms of my job. But I would like just to say just a couple of words on the basis that, positive words, that as I've always said, I don't see the tunnel and SUDS being mutually exclusive. And the Tideway company, which... and the Bazalgette Tunnel Limited, we will be known as Tideway, very much support sustainable drainage systems and feel that SUDs are critical to make sure that we can future-proof the investment that we're going to make and make sure that Thames' customers get the most out of their investment. So I think I would just like to say that. And indeed, we are very keen to support any SUDS initiatives, and indeed perhaps there's an opportunity for us to support. This is talking as Tideway, of course David will talk about Thames Water in a moment, and those two companies are completely separate. But we are keen to support any initiatives, and keen also if there are opportunities to invest in any particular SUDS projects that we were able to. So we are very keen to support the development of SUDS and some of the initiatives that have been talked about today. And also David will talk about the 2020 initiative. So that's me, and that's just, I wanted to just say that in terms of, in relation to SUDS. And I think David's just going to say a few words about Thames' stance on integrated water resource management.
How long have we got?
5 minutes?
5 minutes,
okay.
good afternoon, I'm David Harding. I've been working with Thames Water on partnership working mainly on surface water management for about 10 years now. I represent Thames Water on the board of the Drain London project and have an input to the London Sustainable Drainage Action Plan. I've also worked with a lot of the individual boroughs on joint schemes, joint studies, investigations. Just as an overview, Thames Water does obviously support sustainable drainage, integrated water management. I'll make a confession that I think our water efficiency efforts aren't quite well linked up with our surface water management efforts. The clean earlier speakers, Mark talked about the sort of the institutional sort of disconnects and barriers. I think Thames is guilty of those as well, between the clean water side and the wastewater side. Our clean water people, they are embarking on things like progressive metering projects, water efficiency initiatives, and a very successful one in Swindon recently, a very resource-stretched area where, through customer engagement and promoting water-efficient products, they managed to reduce water consumption significantly. I think the next step, though, is to join that up with our efforts to get people to manage rainwater within their properties and close to source. It's quite often, we are, as I think was said earlier, treating surface water as a problem, whereas for someone else it could be a resource. So I think that's probably the next step. I can talk much more authoritatively about surface water management because that's my field. I was just going to run through a few of the initiatives that we're involved in. As I say, we're a member of the Drain London project. We're also a member of many of the river catchment partnerships across London. We're working with organisations like Thames 21, Wildfowl and Wetlands Trust. Quite a lot of the projects and studies that have been mentioned here, we have contributed to financially and through resource, for example, sites for schools. In the Brent catchment, we're contributing to an integrated catchment model to try and understand the issues, because as was mentioned earlier, it's very complex urban drainage and urban water management. As I mentioned, the Swindon project outside of London, across all of our region, various subs retrofit projects, various water management and water cycle studies. Just a few in detail. Probably the largest one is Turney Road in Herne Hill, which actually came about rather by accident. There was a problem, again, a bit like Ian's issue. There's a historical water river valley, which is now, of course, the river flows in a combined trunk sewer, the Effra trunk sewer. But as well as water, including land drainage going down the trunk sewer, it also runs down the historic water, river valley. So we had a problem with sewer flooding. Sewer and London Borough of Southwark had problems with overland flow and pluvial flooding purely by the fact that we used the same consultants to model the two solutions. they spotted the connection there. Our scheme was not going to be, the cost benefit was about £2 million, which wasn't enough to upsize a trunk sewer. The local authority had about £200,000 worth of benefit, which wasn't enough to build suds to solve the pluvial issue. But putting the two together, it got over the Environment Agency's FDPIA threshold. And by being a partnership project, it then attracted about £1 million, I believe, of flood defence grant in aid. And putting the three together, we were able to deliver a scheme which sold about 150 property floods from sewer flooding and a similar number from pluvial flooding, as well as highway flooding, as well as creating amenity in the park. And that did win a Institute of Civil Engineers award for partnership working. So that's the one to aim for. We aim to try and get more of those and make it less of a sort of accidental process whereby we discover them. As I mentioned, some of the other initiatives like Suds for Schools and other small retrofit projects that we're doing. To try and support retrofit projects, we came up with in our last business plan a project called 20 for 20, which originally was £20 million to disconnect 20 hectares from a combined or foul sewerage system. 20 hectares doesn't sound like a lot. It's about 28 football pitches, I think, by my calculation. But if it's 20 hectares of sort of high-profile, innovative, or very good demonstration sort of pilot projects, then you know, it could have a lot more influence beyond the actual 20 hectares. We were repeatedly approached by people to fund small or part fund small retrofit projects. And previously, under our regulatory regime, the benefit had to be expressed in terms of properties protected from flooding or CSOs with reduction of spill. And very often, the cost of modelling to prove that removing this piece of impermeable area would lead to that result cost far more than the retrofit scheme. So we were able to persuade the regulator Ofwat that any reduction in inflow to combined sewers or foul sewers would be of a drainage benefit. So all it needs to demonstrate to qualify is that it was connected before and it's not now, or it's significantly attenuated. So you know, we pushed that programme out to the boroughs and invited bids, and you know, we've got a reasonable amount of feedback already. So we're hoping that can act as a sort of a seed funding for more of the types of projects that we've seen talked about this afternoon. I think that's my 5 minutes.
Yeah. Thanks very much, David.